kedai a little bit to speak about the nature of the Isser Melacha of Shabbos. We've spoken a lot about, Baruch Hashem, the Pnimius of Shabbos. And what we've said until now is that Shabbos has the dimension which is the Melachas of Shabbos, which is the Guf of Shabbos, the Isser Melachas of Shabbos. And we spoke about the Pnimius, which is really the Nishmasa, the Neshama of Shabbos. It's kedai, though, to speak a little bit about the nature of malacha, the malacha of Shabbos, and the inyan of Shmir Shabbos from a pnimistic place. It's really a sugi which we can speak probably the whole week on, but we may limit it to two days. Let's see how things go today and tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem. This whole inyan of malacha of Shabbos, of course, touches upon the concept which is a very focal point in all of Shmir Shabbos, which is the inyan of menucha of Shabbos. We're not going to spend so much time delving into the Aymek of Menucha, but it's going to come up here in this Inyan because Isser Melacha is associated with Menucha. So let's see, beginning with the Ramban, a little bit about this Inyan of the Isser Melacha of Shabbos. So the Ramban writes in Vayikra Perek, Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalet, Shenitz Davinu Min HaTorah Lihi Yois Lanu Menucha. The Torah wants on Shabbos we should have Menucha. Afilu Midvarim She'enem Melacha. This is a very groundbreaking Ramban in the Niglis world, because similar to what he does by Kedoshim Tihiyu, he does the same thing here when it comes to Shabbos. He said the Torah doesn't just want us to refrain from heavy work. Rather, afilu midvarim she'ena melacha, even things which are not real, quote-unquote, melacha. Leish yitrach kol hayayim limdoid hatfuas v'lishkol ha'peris v'hamatanayis v'lamalei ha'chaviyos yayiv liflos ha'kelim. It's explaining the whole inyan behind the issues, the rabbanans which are associated with that. And even beyond that, in a person's own Shmir of Shabbos, Hashem Yisroch didn't want that the Jew should keep Hilchas Shabbos, yet defile Shabbos in a pnimistic way. There's no malacha here. These are not Isuri Daraisa. These are Isur Darabanan. Why did the Rabbanan pick up on this? So they saw this from the Lashon HaTorah, L'kacham HaTorah Shabbosim. Shabbosim means, Shiyi Yoyim Shviso Menucha. It should be Shabbosdik. It should be Menuchadik. Lo Yoyim Torah, not a day of heavy work. Not just heavy work, but a day which is a day of Tircha. And the Ramban, he says about this Chiddush, V'zehu Perish Toi V'yafe. And it really is, because it's leading us in a direction about even the chitzonius of Shabbos, to be able to find the pnimius there. Now again, the Ramban, when he's speaking about in the Torah, Zachos and Shabbos Lekadshai, he's going on this word Lekadshai. And the Ramban says, Sheyihi yezichreininu bo'i lihi yos kadosh be'inein. So already here, amongst the many times we have Kedusha in the Torah, like we spoke a lot, Baruch Hashem, Ladas, Kani Hashem, Mikadishchem, that the Kedusha and the Oineg go together. So again, the Rabban here speaks on the sinyan of Shabbos and of Shvisa. Because it's very easy to go through the entire Torah and to not recognize the immense inyan of the Kedusha Shabbos and every aspect of Shabbos. That a person changes his whole perspective of life. That it should be a day like the Zohar Kaddish talks about, like we saw about, the Yomid Dinishbusa, the Yomid Deraisa, the Yomid Dimhemnusa. So the way that he puts it is, Laleches al Hachachamim ve'al Hanavim lishmaya divrei Hashem. This is why even the behemoths have to rest. Not just an inyan of the Torah of the day. It's where is a person holding in his machshavas on that day? Now, of course, by the Sifrei Talmid Bashem, this goes way, way, way beyond in terms of the what we spoke about, in terms of the nesham of the day, the chulei. But we're just heading in a direction now. We're almost like not continuing where we were for the past few weeks, rather we're beginning a different perspective regarding the malachas by quoting the Ramban. But we know that there's a very big v'chule here. But we're not going to take it in that direction. We're sticking in the world of the malacha. So here you have the Or Yesharim. He's going at which the Gemara says, "Oivid koychavim sheshavas chayiv misa." That there's a din chayiv misa by a guy who has a shvis on Shabbos. So he quotes a lachavitcher who says, "Heich shayich loymar oivid koychavim sheshavas." What kind of a concept is this? A guy who is shavas? Ma yachal ha'oivid koychavim ladas lahasik Shabbos? It's a very, very chassidish question. What does he know about Shabbos? So it says a lachavitcher, very chassidish pinimistic of art. Mize muchach.
Right, so the guy, he throws away the hammer, yeah?
We see from this Gemara, this is called a Shvisa. This is called a Shvisa. Now why is this so important for us? Right, but not for Jack across the street. So even a simple Jew, who's not able to be mavchen and to know what is this hergish that the tzaddikim talk about Kedusha Shabbos. Ach mevatel memelechas akob mepnei yom haShabbos. But if you refrain from doing melacha on Shabbos because today is Shabbos, nikra gam kein shomer Shabbos. He's already somebody who's called the shomer Shabbos. So a person enters into the world which mamish is mavdel him between by a guy which is called the chiyav misa, by the shvisa itself. The Shvisa itself is able to differentiate between a guy who has the opposite of whatever the Chiyav Misa means, which is something very great. But by a guy, there's a Chiyav Misa just for the Shvisa itself. Says Allah Chavar, when a Jew is on that level of Shavas, he's already in that world of the Chaim of Shabbos. This is a very important musak. And appreciate the chap that the Lachat Shavar is bringing here. How a Jew has a knis into Shabbos from the shmira, from the malacha of Shabbos Kodesh. Chassam Sefer here, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Ezra and Nehemiah lived at the same time. Why is the Sefer called Alt Ezra's name? I'm sorry, Alt Nehemiah's name and Alt Ezra. So he explains the Gemara there. He says that Ezra was Mazir and Mafresh B'nai Israel from Nashim Nachrios, as it says in Ezra Perek Tas. And Nehemiah focuses his attentions on Shmirah Shabbos. And he writes, Ubilti Safek Sheshmirah Shabbos Hu Yoiser Gadol Miprishas Nashim Nachrios. Just to give us an appreciation of what this means, Shmirah Shabbos, if you were to ask somebody, what could be worse? Being with a non-Jewish girl or the Shmirah Shabbos? So look what you see right here. It says Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos is more chashiv. Why? The mumar the Shabbos, mumar the kol ha'tara kula. It's shakol k'neged kol mitzvah satayra. It's the yisod of everything. But it just gives us that perspective, l'chim min haroi, that it should be called al Nehemiah, not al Ezra. To appreciate what it means, Shmir Shabbos, the tremendous accomplishment of Shmir Shabbos. We may not look at it as a big thing, that a Jew goes through Shabbos and he's careful for menesim malacha, and he may not have the most lichtige Shabbos in the world, but the mere fact that a Jew is in the parish of Shmir Shabbos, it's a very big thing. And a person should feel that it's like he was Omid bin Yisayin in such a thing that he stays away from Nashim Nachrios, doesn't even Chas Hashem should cross a person's mind, but he knows that it's a Davar Gadol on the Eid. But Shabbos is even higher than that. Now, of course, it doesn't just end here. Just understand the Chaymer Ha'inyin, the words of the Ramban. Take a look at the Shatat Shivas Rashba, which this could have been quoted in the first year, this Rashba, but it's really a Pesach here too, because like I said, we're starting a little bit from the beginning in terms of trying to appreciate the Isra Malacha today. So the Rashba writes in Chuvas here, he writes a Davar Pinyad Ma'ayd, Klal HaMitzvah Sein B'Guf, V'Raim Zayis Emes B'Nefesh. There's the Guf and the Nefesh. Even though the Torah gives many reasons, simple reasons for things, but many times, even those taimim, which may appear to be the tachlis, are not really the tachlis. It's true. The reason the Torah gives is a true reason. But the Torah is just highlighting one part, one aspect of why it's good. But the hidden, there's many deep, deep things which the Torah doesn't talk about, which are only hinted to.
And that has no end. There are no end to the reasons behind the pnimius of all the nyanim that the Torah speaks about. And like the Devei Chaim says in the Gemara, when the Gemara gives reasons for things, he speaks about, in particular, about let's say, Chal of Yisrael, or other nyanim which have to do with Bishul Yaakov, so on and so forth. The reasons the Gemara gives. So that the Devei Chaim says, these are not the only reasons behind, this is just one reason the Gemara gave, but there's many, many, many endless reasons why, which the Gemara didn't speak about. So it's not just true in the written word of Torah Shebech Zav, but even in the words of the Chachamim themselves. V'nei mitzvahs ha-Shabbos shenis parish b'Torah taima. So now he goes on Shabbos. The Torah says, kisheshes yomim asa Hashem, and it would appear that the tachlis of the mitzvah is this and only this, because it says, alkein tzivcha Hashem alokach alasas Hashem ha-Shabbos, says the Rashba, im kol zeh yesh be'inyan ha-Shabbos soid nizgav me'oid. Shabbos doesn't end with that. Even the pashut reason the Torah gives is beyond. Like talks about Hashem's emuna and Hashkach on the Bria, v'chule. But there's a pnimius behind every single musak. Now, as it appears, what we're speaking about now, so it's the malach of Shabbos, of which the Ramban says that there's a concept called Shabbosayim. Get into the pnimius of Shabbos. Hashem wants us to walk in a derech of Kedusha. So says the Netziv here in Hemek Davar, he's going on this idea called Zachar Sema Shabbos Lekacho, right? Which he says, Apipashtas, is referring to the Issa Melacha. So he says it's like a Hegdish. She'asa Le'ahihanas Mimenu. He goes on this word, Zachar, he goes on this word, Lekacho. Take a look at the middle paragraph. Amlav Yapshat Yish Lehazbir Amalacha Mamish. So many things have an Isser Hana. That the Torah says, don't be nana from this. So why is Shabbos different than regular Isser Hana? The Torah wants you to know that the things which I say are Aser here, not Aser, other than the fact that there's a Kedusha here. The Kedusha is Mechayiv the Isser Melacha. It's not just, like we said before, Rabbi Isai, like the Ramban al Pipshat, that Hashem says, don't do malacha today so that you can find the Chachamim, so that you can learn Torah, that it's leading you in a direction so that you should have a holy Shabbos. No. The Shabbos itself is holy. And the Isser Malacha of Shabbos merges together and is one with the Kedusha of Shabbos. Valkein yesh linhag by marav akavad hegdash. When a person has to do with any aspect of Shabbos, whether he has a plate of peas and carrots in front of him, and he has to know whether he can do bairi here or not. He has to approach it with not just a machshava of, you know, am I going to be chayav kares? Am I going to be what's going to happen here? It's a perspective of this is included in the kedusha of Shabbos. The kedusha of Shabbos is machayav this, and this is mekadosh me. This is mekadosh me. Not just that it's Makadosh me, because everything is Makadosh a person, every mitzvah Torah is Makadosh a person, but it's that the Kedusha of the Shabbos itself is Mechayiv this Dover. It takes the pettiness, Chas v'Shalom, which a person could look at all the Dikdukim of Shabbos. We'll see tomorrow what the Rebbe Eger has to say about that, P'siyat v'Shemayim. This aspect of Kedusha, which is behind the Yisrael Malacha, goes back to the many things we spoke about before, as the Rebbe Chaim teaches us now. What's the reason behind the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos? So he writes, because all the Malachas have to do with Achizas of the Chitzoinim. Like he says, that the Lamed Tes Malachas align themselves with the Lamed Tes Klalos, which came about through the Chet of Adam and Chava. So therefore, Be'ez HaTikon, at the time of the Tikon, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shatoytzik Luz Kolos B'chay Milas. Ultimately, in the times to come, so the world will produce without us having to do any melacha. Much, much better than what we have to contribute. Without any melacha and avodah at all. Because then the Ruach HaTamah will be banished from the world. And then the world will produce on its own without any charisha, without any zriya. So everything which is associated with the melachas of Shabbos have to do from the klalos, which were introduced into the bria with the chet adam harishon. Like we said before, according to the Sasemis many times, that Shabbos is a day which is koidim achet. And that aspect of Shabbat, which is Koydim Achet, is the Siba behind the Issa Melacha. Which gives us a different perspective of what it means, Menucha of Shabbos. I thought to bring in here the Medrash, which is Amar Reb Simon, Beshim Reb Shimon Chasida, Belem Hazeh. Adam Hoylich Lilka Te'enim B'Shabbos. So now a Jew goes to collect Te'enim on Shabbos. Eina Te'eno Eimeres Klum. The Teda doesn't say anything to him. But La'asa Levo, where a Jew will go to collect the Te'en on Shabbos, and it will shout at him, Shabbos Ayoyim. It's going to be a different type of a Metzias. But even now, the Kedush of Shabbos fills the whole world. It's just that we're not in the Madriga to hear the Te'ena screaming at us, Shabbos Ayoyim. But it's going to be a different type of Ishmir Shabbos La'asa Levo, which will be, not that it will need all the Zahirus of Shabbos Kodesh, all the Isra Malachas of Shabbos, the whole Bria will manifest itself with that Kedusha. But right now, the Kedusha of Shabbos is hidden behind Isuri Malacha. But in a higher world, where that Kedusha is revealed, there's not going to be a need for Isuri Malacha. The world will speak to him that there's a Kedusha today. And if he's in a higher Madrega, even now, like the regular Tzaddikim are not regular, but that the Kedusha of the Tzaddik is such that it doesn't allow him to do Isuri Malacha. Because he's Kadosh, Ki Ladas Kani Hashem Mekadishchem. And have a special siyata d'shmaya not to be mechal Shabbos. It fills their limbs, their mekava, like we saw. Now at the top left of the page, Yosha Devi Emes, along the same lines, the inyan of the Isra Malacha of Shabbos and the Sudos and the Malachas which are Nesar and Shabbos, he says, Ki inyan ha-malacha b'yilam hazeh comes from the klalos of the Nachash, which are lamites klalos, k'neg lamites malkius, which is lamites malachos. Because if not for the Chet of Anurishan, a Jew would be in complete vacance with Hashem. Lazeb, Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Mizgalu, Mikor HaNeshamas, and Nikor Elam Abba. This day that Shabbos is Me'en Elam Abba, or the Neshama Yisrael of the day, which we should be Zeichet to, he says. Everybody is Davak to Hashem, V'la Nizdakik L'Shum Malacha. So he says, La'ez Shetavik HaBihir Shem Elam Abba, Kei Nesed Lanu HaMalacha HaBa Mizuhom HaSanachash. That it's Zuhom HaSanachash, which is Mechai of the Isra Malacha. But when there will be no Mezumah Sanachash, so then bye-bye to the Issa Malacha as well. Because that's not really what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is not a day where there should be so much Choymer of Shabbos, so much fear factor in Shabbos. Like a Jew is walking a tightrope from beginning to end. We have to know Halachas of Shabbos very well, of course. We have to be Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa. We will speak about that tomorrow a little bit. That it's Mechayiv us to learn the Nyanim of Shabbos. But that's not where Shabbos wants to be. It's because the Kedusha of Shabbos is mislabish itself in this world because of what we've done to Shabbos Kodesh. That the Shabbos is behalama, yet it preserves itself through the way that it reveals itself in this way, which is called Yisuri Melacha. But that's only Mechayiv Yisuri Melacha, because when that world of Olam Haba comes into Olam Hazeh, which is imperfect, which has its imperfections, those manifest itself in an inyan of in an inyan of Yisuri Melacha. And take a look at the Arizal, who goes one step further. The Ari writes, and it's a very important Arizal, he writes, Shtei b'chines yesh bin Shabbos. Ha'achas hi lishmor es ha-Shabbos l'chol pratav. The first is to be mekayim Shabbos with all of its pratav. L'kayim mitzvasa yisbarach shetzivanu v'loy p'lipni acheres. And the second is to be shayvis am Shabbos from the melachas of Shabbos, which have also a hana to the Adam, that he should rest on Shabbos Kodesh. That Moshe asked Paro to give the Jewish people a day off while in Mitzrayim, so they should be able to rest on that day so they could do better output than the rest of the days of the week. And Paro granted this day of Shabbos to Moshe. We spoke about this the other week. Look what the Arizal says here. Therefore Hashem tells Moshe, V'atadar b'nei Yisrael, I want you now, Moshe, to go to Bnei Yisrael and to reteach the whole Musaq of Shabbos the way it's supposed to be. Dahainu. Ki ata shisha'alta mi paro losis lam yom echad shal menucha v'yu yom Shabbos. You are the one who went to Paro and said, give the Jewish people a day off. And this is what they know about Shabbos. Now I'm telling you, Moshe, ata ba'atzbacha, you're going to be the one also now to go and to set things straight. Chazor ata v'dar b'l Bnei Yisrael, shelo yikaimu ata mitzvah ha-Shabbos l'te'el es asma. That's not how a Jew keeps Shabbos. For his own benefit, so that he can rest on Shabbos. Elohi Yoisam Shabsoisai Sheli. You need to make Shabbos my Shabbos, says the Arizal. Ki ani hu ha-goyzer le-mitzvah zois. I commanded this day, this mitzvah, v'loisihye kavanasam rak l'shmi v'loy letu alasam. Very harsh words, very strong words that Hashem has for Moshe. And like we explained the other day, Moshe Rabbeinu he tapped into the Maisa Bereishis of Shabbos to bring it into Mitzrayim. Because like we said before, even a guy understands the musik of why there should be a day of rest. And that was a levush to bring Shabbos into Mitzrayim. That was the garments that Shabbos wore. But Shabbos is much higher than that. That's a Lashon Hara on Shabbos to think that that's what Shabbos is about.
That's why the Torah is a very strong Lashon. Ach is Shabsoisai. Ki lo yishmeru hu elu l'sibas yesham shabsoisim shali.
Only for this reason, says the Arizal. As we said, and here every single page we have so far has this lashon,
Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishcha,
v'loy l'to eles hana'asa. This is the pinimius of Shabbos Kodesh, as it pertains to the Issa Malach of Shabbos. If that wasn't harsh enough, take a look at the Satmar Rebbe here.
K'she'oisim eiz achok shal Shabbos, she'ina ba'oifin k'mo she'tzivo yisana Hashem Yisbarach,
when we keep Shabbos, which is a chok, not for the reason that Hashem says to keep it, rather, not only is this not called a shvisa, al shvisa du as b'chayv misa. That in itself is b'chayv misa. To think that you should keep Shabbos because of a reason which has to do with like a manuch and a ta'elas, a chitzon you stick away, that itself is not, it's called a chil Shabbos.
Shemei'achas shekavonas ha-Shabbos hu rak b'sho shekach tziva Hashem.
Like the Ari taught us, that since the Shmir of Shabbos is because Hashem said so. If a person does this a different way, that's like a me'ila. So you have a Jew, he's keeping Shabbos, he's keeping all the halachas of Shabbos, pretty much, right? But he's doing it in a way that he has to get by, and he's being careful what he doesn't need to do, and he's trying to keep away from all his mundane things, but because it's a gishmak thing for him. Right? But he doesn't think about the fact that it's ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. He's not doing it for the real premise of what Shabbos is about, says Rabbi Yoelish, very chomer de gazach. That in itself is a chiyuv misa. Because you're so far away from what Shabbos is. You're holding into the levush of Shabbos of which Hashem told Moshe, go set things straight for the Jewish people. And again, he says the same thing in Parshas Bahar, that the mitzvah of Shvisa Shabbos, shenitzlavina ba b'mitzvah saseh v'ima Shabbos tishbais, it's not toli b'maisa, ele b'b'niyah b'malacha, harei hi gerua mi mitzvah ha-tliya b'divor, v'lachas kama v'kama shliyatzi l'chavasai. Ele im kem kivin ba shehu shayvis mi malacha, kidi l'kai mitzvah ashi l'tishbais. That it has to be for the sake of tishbais. U mitzvahs lo saseh shezira Torah lo sasek o malacha. For the reason that the Torah says tishbais, I don't do malacha. V'im l'kivin ba enam yaitim b'lechavas ha-shmira. That's what it means. Shomer Shabbos kehilchasai. It's a pneumistical world, even the world of Issa Malacha. How a Jew perceives the world of Issa Malacha. And this has to do with a lot of what we spoke about before, that the neshama and the guf are really considered to be two separate things. But on Shabbos is Megala, the Reza De'echad. The Reza De'echad means that even the guf is filled with the neshama. So therefore, even the gufnius of Shabbos, which has to do with Issa Malacha, the Kedushas HaNeshama is there. So if a person does an Issa Malacha, and understand this Hezber well, when a Jew violates an Issa Malacha, it's not just that he just did an Issa Malacha, that it's just an Indian that he's lacking Menucha today. It's that he's pointing in the Neshama of Shabbos. Because the Neshama and the Guf are Mamish one. That Kedusha, which is the Neshama of Shabbos, is in the Issa Malacha, which is the Guf of Shabbos. Like we spoke about before, that eating on Shabbos is not eating on Shabbos. It's like davening. It's like learning. Because the Kedushas HaNeshama and the Guf, there's no difference in Mitzad the Raza, the Echad of Shabbos. So really we have, there's this inyan of Menucha, which is an Olam Hazadik of Menucha, and there's a Menucha, which is an Olam Habadik of Menucha. The Menucha of Olam Hazad, like the Ramban put it, where he was directing us towards more Heledik, higher things on Shabbos Kodesh, but then there's the Menucha of Olam Haba, which is Nespashit into the Menucha of Olam Hazad. And we actually see this as we go through the Tulis of Shabbos, and we'll conclude with this. We begin Friday night, my Rebbe points this out from just a different perspective. On Friday night, when we speak about Shabbos, right, we say, Atakidas Hashem HaShvi L'Shlemecha, right? Which is the maybe right away you talk about what the Divya Yol spoke about, what the Arizal spoke about. Kidash Hashem HaShvi L'Shlemecha, right? That's what this is about. And then we say Vayichulu, right? We speak about Vayichulu. Vayishvois Mikom Alachtoi. From that perspective, even a guy has a shayichus to Shabbos Kodesh, because that's how you come into Shabbos. You have to be mavdil bin Kodesh l'chol, bin Klai Yisrael and from the Umas Ha'olam. That's the Pesach on Friday night. Already when you come to Shabbos, which is the shachrus of Shabbos, so you talk about Yismach Moshe b'manas chelkoi, You don't talk anything about Isuri Melacha. And then you say what? This type of a Shabbos has no shaykhis to a guy. This type of a menucha, forget about it. What we say about it, lo yishkinu areilim. Right? You have no shaykhis to this. This world of Shabbos you have no connection to. By the time you come to Minchan Shabbos, Shemoneh Esrei, so listen to the Lashonis which we say about this menucha. At first it was lo yishkinu areilim. Now what do we say about it? We speak about Ata Echa Veshimcha Echa. We're in the premiers of Shabbos. So what do we say? Menuchas Av Nedava. Menuchas Emes Ve'emuna. Look how many Lashonis of Menucha we have here. Menuchas Shalom Ve'shalva Ve'hashkit Ve'vetach. Menuchas Shleima Sha'ata Reitzeba. Yakiru Vanecha V'yeidu Kimei Itcha Hi Menuchasa. Listen to that. V'yeidu Kimei Itcha Hi Menuchasa. What type of a Menucha this is now? Ve'al Menuchasim Yakdishu Eshemecha. Adas Ken Yishim Yakadishcha. Even in the Isuri Melach of Shabbos, which is the Gufnias, which is one with the Neshama of that day, we should be margish in the Menucha of Shabbos, this type of a Menucha, which a person accesses when his Menucha of Shabbos is Lishma. That if we follow that path of Atakidas Hashem Ashir Lishmacha all the way through, by the end of the day, we'll be able to be margish this type of a Menucha. And this is the Menucha of which Chazal speak about, of the Yom Shikul Shabbos of Menucha Lechayalamim, which we should be Zeichet to Meher V'Yamenu Amen.